Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. It's called Play It Again. Luke Bryan, and tell you what, we're going to play it again. I'm talking Headwaters Music Festival. The second annual Headwaters Music Festival coming up July 30th through August 1st. Got all sorts of good stuff going on with that. Got the Jam Camp. We're going to talk with Ed more about that in just a couple of minutes. But right now, special guest in studio, talk with Pastor Tim this morning. Pastor Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you on board here. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate
well,
it.
Well, you've kind of got a big hand in the music festival, too. I know there's going to be an ecumenical church service. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, this is kind of a first go at it, so we're learning as we go, but about four of us churches have come together. We're going to do a service at Wells Park at 10 a.m. We're going to do a potluck to follow. You can't get together as churches, you know, and not have a potluck, right? I mean, we got to eat.
So.
Absolutely.
So super excited about just being together. And, you know, I think as a pastor, I think we all want to pull our communities together, especially as we look at the last year and the tough that we went through it.
Right, right. And that's good, too, because I think now more than ever we need stuff
like
this.
Yeah, I think so, too. And coming together in this way, I think, is a great – I mean, you get the Headwaters Festival plus then the service. I think you just got the best of both worlds right there.
Absolutely. And again, ecumenical. Anybody that wants to show up can just show up and join in the worship.
Open invite. You bet. Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. And then – not only are you taking part in this, but your band, Sold Out, is going to be performing, too. Tell us about this.
Hey, Sold Out is brand new to this community, but most of us have been in the community for a long time. We don't come all from the same church. We are a church band of sorts, but none of us come from really the same church, but we all come together and practice a lot. We jam a lot, and so we're hoping to be better than some.
Right. So, Pastor Tim, what kind of music do you guys play?
We are going to do strictly praise and worship music and some old time gospel.
Okay,
we do got a little bit of a twang to us. So. We can't skip out on the gospel.
Oh, of course not. So good for the soul. No pun intended.
But absolutely, pun is intended right there.
And when are you playing? When is your time slot?
Our time slot is 2 to 4 down at Wells Park.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we will be located.
So you're going to be on that earthen stage, which is a great place to play, a great place to perform.
Yeah.
So I think you'll have a good time down there.
Our band will lead the worship then on the next, on Sunday as well, too. So it'll be a double duty for that band.
Fantastic. You excited about this?
Yeah, absolutely. I've never been so excited.
Pastor Tim, how long have you been playing music? Is that something that started as a kid?
I started singing when I was like 12, but I didn't learn how to play guitar until I was like 26, I suppose. And that just took off as a needed element as a youth pastor at that time, and then now pastor. I mean, playing guitar is like, it's part of the job. I think it's in the job description someplace.
It's great how music can move people. True.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Pastor Tim, thank you so much for stopping by here. Looking forward to the church service and looking forward to hearing Sold Out down at Wells Park.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Ed Moore, step up, step into the microphone here, my friend.
Well, thank you, Wild Bill. I appreciate that. I've got one thing if I could just jump in.
Go ahead.
The clever name, Sold Out. It's spelled S-O-U-L-E-D, as in soul.
Well, good
for
the
soul. So it's not
like
they're sellouts, because they're not.
They're just Sold Out, which I think is awesome.
Oh, it's a clever name.
Well, listen, we're going to get you on the payroll, because you've been in talking with us like every day this week, and you're going to be closing out the week and talking Jam Camp.
Let's talk about that payroll part.
Let's talk about the payroll part. Jam Camp. Let's talk about this, Ed Moore. This is a new feature this year as part of the festival. What is this all about?
Well, let me differentiate, between the festival and the Jam Camp. The festival is 2 days. It's going to be Thursday, Friday. And Thursday is the 29th of July, so that's not that far off.
Right.
And then Friday, the 30th of July, naturally. So those 2 days, we're going to have 11 bands performing free.
Wow.
Free.
Okay.
Did I say free?
You said free.
Okay.
Free music.
That's both Thursday and Friday. And I don't think you could get that much, 11 bands, I don't think you could get that much free entertainment anywhere at any time.
No.
Other than here.
Right. So, and just to have that much music going on in the Twin Towns.
And then on that Friday, we kick off our Jam Camp, and this will be the first year for the Jam Camp.
Okay.
That was one of Dave Engstrom's dreams, was a Jam Camp, because Dave was really a promoter of music.
Right.
And I want to make sure that Dave's name doesn't get pushed out too far from this because Dave started it.
Well, Dave started it, but he also said, I don't want my name mentioned in any of this. And that's all we've been talking
about.
And I
said, yeah,
Dave.
But you started it.
So for people that are wondering, it's for 9-year-olds and above, actually students of any age.
But
got to be 9 and above with some basic skills on their instruments. They can take part in this, right?
Right. Now, okay. The exceptions would be like when Bob was here yesterday, he mentioned a 6 or 7-year-old violin player that blew him away.
Well, if you're a prodigy,
yeah
show up.
We're going to let you in. We'll make exceptions for anybody that deserves an exception.
Right.
But really, the prerequisite for it is you have to have some developing talent.
Right.
You know, on a guitar, you should be able to play a few chords and keep time.
Right.
On keyboards, you should be able to do the same. On drums and on you know, bass guitar or any instrument that you bring,
sure.
You should have your basic talent.
And instructors will definitely take care of you, too.
We're going to polish it, and we're going to hone it, and we're going to fit them into a group.
All right. And then performing on the main stage.
That's it on Sunday.
How cool is that?
After the potluck that we had talked about, that Pastor Tim had talked about.
Right.
And then the students will take, I'm reluctant to call them students. I'll call us participants.
Right. There you go. I like that better.
Participants will take the stage. And with any luck, we'll have 4 or 5 different ensembles up there.
All right. And speaking of music, got Tilford Crouches. He's pacing.
Oh, yeah. He stuck his head in already. Like he wanted to come in and join in.
Like a wildcat. And listen, if you want more information about Jam Camp, you can call Chris, City of Wapton, 642-8448.
There's also a Facebook page. I know nothing about Facebook, so you'll have to look for that, those who Facebook.
Let's go to Headwaters Music Festival Facebook page, and I'm sure you'll find it. All right. Good stuff. Ed, Pastor Tim, thanks so much for stopping by. Appreciate it. Ed, we'll talk with you more about the music festival tomorrow.
Tomorrow we have a new guest.
All right.
Ted Petron. Get ready, Ted.
All right. Teddy Spaghetti coming in. We'll talk with him tomorrow, too. Thanks much, guys. 920 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
To protect her home and family in a disaster.